BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The FBI has said the man suspected of opening fire at Donald Trump's rally on Saturday was acting alone and used a legally purchased AR-style rifle. The semi-automatic weapon was recovered after the 20-year-old was shot dead at the scene. The FBI added that rudimentary explosive devices had been found in the suspect's car. President Biden has said the motive of the gunman remained unknown and urged people not to speculate.
The FBI is leading this investigation, which is still in its early stages. We don't yet have any information about the motive of the shooter. We know who he is. I urge everyone, please, don't make assumptions about his motives or his affiliations. Let the FBI do their job and their partner agencies do their job. I'm instructed that this investigation be thorough and swift.
Donald Trump has arrived in Milwaukee to attend the Republican National Convention, where he's expected to be formally confirmed as his party's candidate for the presidential election in November. Writing on his Truth Social platform, the former president said he would not allow a shooter or potential assassin to force him to reschedule his plans. Nomia Iqbal is outside Mr. Trump's hotel.
Security was already going to be very tight at the RNC. This has been designated a special security event, and officials have said there's no real operational changes that will be happening here. We do understand that the Secret Service is going to ban guns in federal spaces within the convention. I mean, Wisconsin is an open carry state, which means that it allows the public to carry guns around with them. But they said in terms of the sort of, there's a soft perimeter outside of the federal jurisdiction where they can't really control that.
In other news, Spain is celebrating victory with a win over England in the final of the European Football Championship. Guy Hedgeko is in Madrid.
Spanish fans had been buoyant going into the final, with their team having won all its games with a thrilling brand of football. Many of them followed the game on giant TV screens installed in parks and squares across the country. After a cagey first half, Spain went ahead, only for England to equalise. However, a late Spanish goal settled the contest and unleashed wild celebrations on the streets of Madrid and other towns and cities.
Tonight also sees the final of the Copa America, with Colombia taking on Argentina. Hamas officials say at least 15 people were killed on Sunday in a strike on a school in the Nuseirat refugee camp in central Gaza. A civil defence spokesman said the Abu Araban school housed thousands of displaced people. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Police in Somalia say at least 5 people were killed when a suicide bomber detonated a car filled with explosives outside a crowded cafe in the capital Mogadishu. Many others were injured. Kat Winner reports.
Top Coffee is a popular bar near the presidential palace, and on Sunday evening it was full of young people watching the Euro 2024 final between Spain and England. Many had spilled out onto the pavement, catching the full force of the blast as the car bomb went off. Flames and smoke billowed into the night sky in the aftermath of the explosion, which destroyed part of the building. There's been no official claim of responsibility for the attack, but the Somali National News Agency has accused the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab of planting the explosive device.
An alliance of Myanmar's ethnic minority armed groups says it's agreed a 4-day ceasefire with government forces in northern Shan State, which borders China, Laos and Thailand. There's been no comment from the military government. The proposed truce follows weeks of clashes in which the militia has made territorial gains along a main route to China. Kenyan police say a religious cult or a serial killer might be linked to the dumping of 8 mutilated corpses at a former quarry in Nairobi. The acting police chief told a news conference the dismembered remains of the victims, all of them female, were left in sacks. 7 Mexican students have drowned in the eastern state of Veracruz as they tried to tow a boat out of a river swollen by torrential rains. Their pickup truck was dragged into the fast-flowing waters, with 5 women and 2 men trapped inside. They were all in their early 20s. Local authorities said they'd been celebrating the end of the school year at a private residence on the riverbank. BBC News.